Inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse, I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer, taking a look at defensive tackles the Broncos could take a look at in the free agency market. And let's start with the very best out there. That's Ka'Juan Short.
Now, we saw a lot of Short 2 years ago, Super Bowl 50, of course. Oh, yeah. The Broncos really keyed in on him. Of course, he was a guy back in 2015 with 11 sacks. In 2016, though, only 6 sacks. So his production diminished a little bit. But you can see here, against Phillip Rivers, very effective. I think that he's a guy who might not necessarily help the Broncos much in rush defense. He's a guy who only had 30 tackles. He's a pass rush guy. He can get to the quarterback, which is helpful. I don't know if it's what the Broncos are necessarily looking for. So there's definitely a positive side in the fact that he's very good in disrupting the pass and does a little bit of run disruption too. But I think his primary focus is in pass defense. Not sure he's the guy that the Broncos want, but a good option.
But he could be a replacement for Malik Jackson. The Broncos lost a couple years ago. A real pass attack right up the middle there. Let's take a look at Dontari Poe. A player the Broncos know from throwing that touchdown pass.
Yeah, you might see that here in a little bit. Of course, definitely not the highlight that the Broncos wanted to see from a defensive tackle. But Poe's an athletic guy, as we saw. 27 tackles on the year, 3 pass breakups. I think that in run defense, again, maybe not necessarily his strong suit. Yeah, here we see him there. It's not good. It's not good. But I definitely think that he can help. For, again, the right price. Only 1.5 sacks. Is he the complete player that the Broncos are looking for? Is he a 3-down guy? Probably not. But I do think that he's done a lot of good things. And he's obviously familiar with the AFC West. That's also a big benefit. So we'll see if he's the guy for the Broncos. But I do think that he could help, again, right price.
346 pounds on the roster. Maybe even more than that.
That's a lot of beef.
You remember Terrence Knighton, I'm sure. A little bit of signs of a guy like that. And let's finish it up with Jonathan Hankins.
This guy is my favorite. He's a Detroit Southeastern guy. I covered this kid in high school. I do think that Hankins is the real deal because he's the complete package. Pass defense and a run stopper. The Giants last year were tied for 3rd in the league in run defense, allowed under 100 yards per game. I think it was around 88 or 85. I think that this is a guy who had trouble staying healthy in 2015, started every game in 16, but he's going to be expensive. He's only going to be, I think, 27 years of age.
His fourth season.
So I think that, you know, 5 years, $40 million is the kind of the range that ESPN has him at. I don't know if that's a tax or a price that the Broncos want to pay. However, I think that he's going to be valued by a lot of teams. And I think that, you know, if the Broncos want to get better in run defense, maybe you pony up and get this guy. Who knows?
Yeah, he's a play changer. You know,
right.
8 tackles for a loss. And with JPP out on the side there, maybe the Giants won't have enough cash left over to pay a guy like him.
We need more Detroit guys around here
in
Denver anyway.
So
we should probably bring him in.
he's probably a Detroit guy I like a little bit more than the one we have right now. All right. That's taking a look at the inside defensive line. A few guys the Broncos might take a look at. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.